something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits. Well, Belinda Carlisle is on the Decades Tour. She played Dublin's Vicar Street on Thursday night and the Cork Opera House last night. And Belinda is on the phone.
Hi.
It's hard to believe you've been in the business this long. You started at 18, so 44 years. Did you always have a great work ethic?
I had to work when I was a teenager. I mean, I had to work. I'm from the oldest of seven. I did everything from scooping ice cream to working at a gas station. You know, in the early punk days, my parents did not give me a free ride. So I had to earn my keep to pay rent and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, I did all sorts of jobs and it was babysitting from the age of 13. So I always worked. And I think when I was in my late teens, I had the fantasy of, you know, all I wanted to do is see the world. And I thought, well, maybe I'll be a travel agent. And then I thought, well, being in a band is probably a much more fun way to see the world. And that's what happened. It was the Go-Go's. We were just working and we got signed. And that's what happened. But, you know, we did not know how to do anything. And we had no idea how to play our instruments. So we started from nothing. But that was what was so great about the punk days, is that you didn't have to know how to play an instrument or sing. You could just do it. And it was very cool that if you didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, because the Go-Go's were kind of the first female band who played their own instruments.
There had been a couple of bands before us, but they hadn't had the kind of success that we did. And actually, it was a bit different because, like with the Runaways, for instance, they had a Svengali, like a Simon Cowell, that put them together. But we did everything ourselves, and we didn't have a big corporation, you know, molding us into what they thought we should be. We did it all ourselves.
Yeah, a lot of people in the music industry tend to be molded into acts that they don't really want to be.
Yeah, I mean, we were very, very lucky in that way. And we had a great record company that sort of let us go with what we wanted to do. And they knew that we knew better about how we should be presented. So yeah, most artists these days don't really get that freedom.
So what made you decide to go solo then after the Go-Go's?
Well, I didn't know how to do anything else. So, I mean, I had always sang. So that was what I did. I was a singer. So, and I always knew that after the band broke up that I had the opportunity to make a solo album. So since I didn't know how to do anything else, that's what I did. And you know, that first solo album was a big hit in the States. It wasn't anywhere else. But, of course, after that, I followed it up with Heaven. So, you know, I was just very lucky. And you know, I didn't leave the band because I wanted to sing solo. The band just sort of imploded on its own. So, yeah, this is kind of my calling, I guess, since I've been doing it for so long.
Belinda, would you say around, say, 1987, 1988, were your biggest years in terms of your success? Because you had the album Heaven on Earth and the singles, the big hit singles like Heaven is a Place on Earth. There was I Get Weak, Circle in the Sand. I could go on and on.
That album pretty much established me as more of an international artist or singer. And really, Heaven is a Place on Earth is a song that did that. So I'll be forever grateful for that album. You know, I mean, in my career from its span so many decades, there have been a few songs that you know that there's something very, very special about them. But also, I mean, a hit song depends on what's going on in the world, socially, politically, you know, economically, whatever. So that song, you know, might not happen now, but it was a song that happened globally. And it changed everything for me.
And it's not only your career that's spanned decades, your marriage as well, which is kind of unusual in showbiz. Apart from, of course, Gloria Estefan, when she was on there not too long ago, she was talking about, I think she'd been married 43 years, and her advice was, ladies, shave your legs, which was gas. But you've been married to Morgan Mason for a long time.
Well, I mean, you know, we're best friends, and we just were very, very lucky. And I think we both compliment each other. You know, he grew up in the business, so he kind of knows, and so, you know, and that sort of helps. And yeah, we feel very, very lucky. And not many people, I mean, we've been together for 38 years, so not many people can say that.
How did Diane Keaton, by the way, come to direct some of your music videos?
Well, Diane had just directed a film, a documentary called Heaven. We had mutual friends, and sometimes you just have to ask. You never know what the answer is going to be. But I asked if she'd be interested, and she was. And so she directed the Heaven on Earth video and also the I Get Weak video. So she did too.
And did you enjoy making music videos, Belinda? Because I know some artists are not too keen on that bit of it.
Oh, no, to be honest, they're not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Working with her was great. I don't know. I mean, it's a long, tedious process. And although being primped and pulled out and made up, I mean, I honestly, maybe if you had asked me this 30 years ago, I'd have a different answer. The idea of doing it now, I mean, I have to do one. I have to actually have to do a couple now for a new project that's coming out. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you need patience, don't you?
Yeah, you do need patience for sure. But when it turns out well, it's all worth it. Hurry up and waiting and hurry up and waiting, primped and made up and pulled out and whatever. But it, like I said, it's sometimes it really is worth it.
Do you still enjoy what you do?
Yes, I do. I mean, when I don't enjoy it anymore, I'll stop. But now I'm at the point in my career where I'm really lucky that I can just do what seems fun to me. I mean, after this, I have a UK tour in January, February in the UK. So after that, I'm not so sure I want to slog it out on the road as much anymore, but I'll always work and I'll always perform until it's not fun anymore.
The other day I was on a call and the person asked me what were my hobbies and interests. And I just thought to myself, I actually don't have any. Do you have any?
I don't know if I'd call them hobbies, but I mean, I have a big interest. I have a big meditation yoga practice. So that I would say maybe that, and that's daily. And I'm a armchair traveler. So when I'm not traveling and going to places, I'm reading about traveling. So I'd say that's a big hobby, is seeing the world. It always has been since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't like to call them hobbies because I don't know if I really have a hobby, but I know what things that I love hiking. I love trekking. So yeah, I have quite a few interests outside of music.
I must be so boring.
My interests probably be boring to most people, but yeah, they're my interests.
Now, Lisa Loeb supported you at Vicar Street and then again last night at the Cork Opera House because she had that massive hit in the 90s, Day I Missed You.
You say I only hear what I want to.
That was just kind of a really fun coincidence because she sent me a text. She said she saw I was playing in Ireland and she was on holiday with her daughter. And she goes, wouldn't it be fun if you played together? I said, yes.
Well, Belinda Carlisle, it has been great to talk. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you so much for talking to me.
Belinda Carlisle there on the home of the 80s and 90s. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.